In a few minutes, what happens when several buyers go in together on an apartment? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Unnamed sources are telling various financial publications this morning that negotiators may be closing in on a U.S.-China trade deal. Nothing official, we shall see. Many a Monday we check in with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
It does look like there are some more concrete signs that at least a partial agreement could be arrived at, which would roll back some of the tariffs and get to some commitments of purchases, but not necessarily address the deep structural issues on intellectual property.
Now, you're on the board of the National Association of Business Economists. They just wrapped up their meetings. You were there at the center of those. Give me one takeaway point from this meeting of business economists.
Economists and other policymakers are rethinking the extent to which government deficits matter. The cost-benefit analysis of deficits is being rethought. Maybe they aren't so bad after all, with low inflation and low interest rates. And then there's a more radical camp that says, hey, we can spend as much as we want unless we see inflation or interest rates rise. So there's very few people left in the fiscal hawk camp at this stage.
Well, and that's a reappraisal that we'll continue to examine. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Back to China with a kind of pre-game analysis with a political economy beat and bent. This week, China's ruling Communist Party has its annual gathering where new policy is set. This includes policies that affect U.S. businesses, U.S. jobs. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak joins us now from Shanghai. Hi there.
Hi, David.
All right, so the week of the big meeting, what's the agenda?
Well, Premier Li Keqiang is going to announce the economic targets for the year. We're really looking to see if there will be any major stimulus announced to boost the economy that's slowing down at a much faster pace than leaders here expect.
Presumably in part because of U.S. trade tariffs.
Well, that's certainly a factor, but really it's mainly from structural issues like rising local debt. Also, China's labor pool is shrinking rapidly from years of this one-child policy, now changed to the two-child policy. It's really revived this talk that China may get old before it gets rich.
All right. Now, back to the big meeting. I'm also interested in what I hear is a new foreign investment law in China. What's that about?
Well, it's got people really excited because the new law is supposed to ban forced technology transfer and illegal government interference, if you will. That's part of the dispute with the U.S. right now. But, you know, this law isn't just going to affect American companies. It's going to affect all foreign businesses in China. So the European Chamber of Commerce has said that this draft policy it's seen still lacks a lot of details, especially in terms of enforcement. And it's really concerned that this law is being rushed for the U.S. trade talks because there are so many other issues, for example, market access. The question is this new law really going to address that effectively?
Marketplace's Jennifer Pak will be keeping an eye on the National People's Congress from China this week. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Metro Los Angeles is an expensive housing market, and one approach has been for multiple buyers to split the cost of a property, not just houses, but apartments. KCRW's Anna Scott has the ups and downs of this strategy.
When Chrissy Callen and her husband first saw the listing for a three-bedroom apartment in central L.A. for $650,000, they thought it was too good to be true.
We kept trying to get to the crux of it and thinking, like, why are we saving about $100,000 off of a similar condo?
The reason is they'd be buying into something called a tenants in common, or TIC. That's when a group of people goes in on a property together. Instead of buying a specific apartment, like in a condo, everyone shares title on the whole building. It's different from either a co-op or a condo arrangement. In Callen and Mandarino's case, the apartment they ended up buying was part of a triplex with two neighbors.
We all each own 33.3% of the property together.
In the past, this kind of arrangement usually meant family or friends splitting a mortgage. But one bank offers separate loans, making it easier and less risky for groups of buyers to come together. If one person defaults, it won't affect everyone's mortgage. Sterling Bank, based in San Francisco, only recently started doing business in LA, and some see this as a great opportunity.
The way I look at it is we're sort of spreading equity around to more people.
Liz McDonald owns the real estate brokerage, The Rental Girl. She says group purchases create more affordable options in a pricey city. But there's another side to these deals. Some investors are buying rent-controlled apartment buildings, evicting or paying tenants to leave, and then selling off the properties in shares. Mimi Lee got an eviction notice last year from a new landlord who planned to do this.
I have no idea where I'm going to go.
Her eviction was later halted for the moment because of a technicality, but Lee joined the LA Tenants Union and through it met other renters in the same situation. She and other activists say tenants in common deals are making LA's affordability problem worse, not better. It's hard to say exactly how many buildings in Los Angeles have gone from rental to for sale in this way. The city doesn't track that. In Los Angeles, I'm Anna Scott for Marketplace.
And top executives from the mining company involved in a deadly dam collapse in Brazil last month are stepping down. This includes Vale's CEO, Fabio Schwarzman, who's denied wrongdoing. 186 people died, 122 are still missing. Brazilian prosecutors had asked the company to remove the CEO and other top officials to stop them from interacting with the company as that investigation continues. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.